My daughter, her room smells like urine.
Cool.
And super neat. And I know that like 2 times the dog went in there when she was a puppy. She don't do that anymore. But
Okay.
it's been like re-emerging. It's been
Yeah.
so smelly just in that room. And so I'm just telling her, like, I need you to quit peeing on your carpet. And she's like, I'm not. And we're like, well,
Yeah.
but something is happening. It's very intense in here. And
Right.
every time we have the church over, like the community group, all the kids are in your room. And I don't know. I just feel like this is not,
Yeah.
it's like a sanitation problem. Anyway, so I'm like, well, I just gotta rip out the carpet. Like, I don't know what to tell. So I ripped out the carpet yesterday.
Oh, demo.
Yeah, there was a leak from the bathroom into her room. So it smells bad because of a leak, not because she is. So I've been like straight up so mad because the evidence is there. Something terrible is happening in that room, but I just couldn't
Yeah.
see it.
Oh, man. What is leaking exactly?
I don't know, but now when you walk in the bathroom, the tiles move. It's kind of like a fun little adventure game. That bathroom, I'm gonna blow up that whole back part of the house.
Okay, evacuate the children first
Okay.
out of the biohazard area
No
they've
kidding.
created.
It might be coming from the toilet. It might be coming, well, because at one point someone ripped off the soap holder on the shower, and so we have that duct tape shut, like real classy
Oh.
folk. Maybe the duct tape isn't meant to be used in a shower to seal holes. Maybe the water's going in from there. I don't know. There's too
No.
much happening.
Yeah, there is a lot happening. But the good thing is that bathroom, it needs some attention anyway. It's a really cool shaped bathroom, but it is not a cool looking bathroom.
The previous owners, they didn't know what they were doing, but they had a lot of confidence in themselves.
They made bold moves.
They really did, and they shouldn't have. So anyway, yeah, that needs, it's already, it's moved up on the totem pole, as my husband says, to
Oh,
the
yeah.
most highest priority. We gotta do something about that bathroom.
Right.
So anyway, it's killing me softly.
I bet. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Well, at least she's not peeing on her carpet because that would be mean.
Yes, it
Right?
historically was a thing,
Why
but I gotta say, I peed on grandma's carpet.
gotta pee on grandma's carpet like that?
I was watching a show and I didn't want to get up to go to the bathroom, so I just peed a little bit in lots of different areas.
In that one day?
Yeah, just the one time, but I very strategically peed all over the room. But you know what's funny?
I'm already laughing. There's more to this.
Well, when we built the back room in our house, they ripped up that carpet and put it in our house, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've peed all over this carpet.
Oh no. Daniel Tiger says, if you have to go potty, stop and go right away. So you need to do that.
I do.
Joni screams that song as she's running to the bathroom holding her little body parts.
Hey, welcome back, ladies. You are listening to the Struggle Well Project, the podcast that helps you love your actual life so you don't need to run away from home. Here we believe that perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away. So, in the cold open, you heard me say some pretty embarrassing things. I wish I had not peed all over my grandma's carpet, but I did. So, anyway, if you want to hear more ridiculous and embarrassing stories, you can get 2 additional shows each month, which is what the Strugs over on the Patreon page get from my sister and myself. It ends up being about 10 cents a day, and you get 2 more shows a month. And it's super fun. We have a lot of fun recording those shows. Some new Patreon Strugs this month are Stacy, Bryn, Courtney, Lauren, Tasha, Sarah, and Sunshine. Sunshine, I love you, just for your name alone. So join us over there if you have any interest in hearing from me and my sister more. Go to patreon.com/strugglewellproject. So a lot of you have asked me why I went back to work. So for those of you who are new here, I am a nurse, but I didn't work for several years as a nurse. And then all of a sudden, I went back to work full time about 2 months ago now. And I didn't really talk about a whole lot about why. Well, my husband, we thought we had a feeling that he might get laid off from his job. And so we decided that I would go ahead and get a job in case he got laid off. And then he didn't get laid off. And we were like, oh my gosh, okay, so now I'm working full time. Why am I working full time? And do I need to be working full time? And what are we doing? So we were waiting. And if you listen to the first part of this series, we talked about the four parts of struggling well, the first one being W, wait. That was episode 177. That was the first part of this four-part series. This is the second of the four-part series. But anyway, so we found ourselves waiting. Just like I said, we all have to wait for something. All of us are always waiting for something. So we thought that we needed to get me to have a job because he was going to lose his job, but then he didn't. So we were waiting going, why am I working full time? And then he did lose his job last week. He was laid off. And so now we're still waiting to see what's next. So we are always waiting. So anyway, that's why I kind of randomly and abruptly went back to work. And so anyway, just to clear up any of that, if anybody was wondering about it, but it's really interesting that it's been so good for our family. I was not expecting it to be as enjoyable for all of us as it has been. I mean, I'm really enjoying it. I think my family's enjoying it. They seem like they're doing fine, but I kind of really like having a get out of the house job. Anyhow, so in this series, like I said, we are going to explore what it means to struggle well. So we're going to go through what each of these well parts mean. So it's a acronym. Is that what you call it? It's an acronym. So W-E-L-L. If you missed the first one, first of all, how dare you? Second of all, go back to number 177. And that's when we talk about what the W means, which I just already said is wait. So I kind of spoiled it, but still go back and listen. Also, Katie the Great, my sister / virtual assistant, she made a free printable for this well series. You can get it at strugglewellproject.com/printable. So you can get that, print it off, and follow along and write down your notes from the series. I dare you to do it. It's super pretty because she's really good at that stuff. Guys, I want to tell you about a skincare line that I love called BioClarity. My problem with a lot of moisturizers is that they make my face feel really greasy. BioClarity is not that way at all. It's super light, it's moisturizing, but it doesn't make all my makeup slide off. You know what I mean? So gross. I love the essentials routine. It's for normal to dry skin. It comes with everything you need to hydrate and restore your skin. There's 3 steps in the regimen. I've used some before that have like 19 steps and I can't even. So it's really simple, only 3 steps. It has Floralux from plants, which is an antioxidant. And I love, like I said, how it makes my skin feel hydrated but not greasy. So their products are 100% vegan, cruelty-free, paraben-free, sulfate-free, all free of all the things that you don't want in your life. They also have a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. So get healthier, more radiant skin by going to BioClarity.com. Right now, all my listeners are going to save 40% on skincare routines, plus you're going to get an additional 15% off everything on the website. That's an incredible deal. But you need to enter SWP at checkout. So go to BioClarity.com, get 40% off your skincare routine, plus 15% off of everything else on the site when you use my code SWP at checkout. Okay, so the idea behind this series is that when we have a struggle, we can kind of use that as the trigger to employ the W-E-L-L, okay? So the struggle could be you want to spend money that you don't have, you want to eat food you shouldn't eat, you don't have enough time, or just it could be dumb stuff like you just painted your nails and then they got all messed up because your kid jumped on you or something and you're frustrated. Like any kind of struggle, big or small, we can apply this well acronym to it. Okay, so let the struggle kick off this domino effect of the steps that we can take to struggle well. So first, like we said, wait. Take a quick second before we act. There is a possibility of waiting before we act. Some of us don't realize that. I know I didn't for a long time. Waiting isn't sexy, but waiting is sanctifying. It forces us to use the fruit of the Spirit and have some self-control. It forces us to keep our nasty words behind our teeth. Waiting helps us keep that cupcake out of our mouth. Waiting helps us keep our credit cards in our pockets. We can wait. We can learn to wait. So once we've done that, and we realized we did not die, we can move on to the next part, which is the E means expect. Now, I think expectations, they get a bad rap. I looked up expectations, and the first thing it said is, and a bunch of Pinterest quotes, expectations are the blueprints for disappointment. And they really are. If our expectations are piled on us being perfect or other people being perfect, then yes, blueprints for disaster. Also, I think expecting gets a bad rap because it can be connected with being entitled, you know, expecting a certain amount of treatment. Entitlement is believing you have rights to privileges or the special treatment. That's being entitled. But the definition of expectation is to believe that something is going to arrive soon, to believe something is likely to happen. So I want to talk about the ways that we can expect, both with ourselves and with God. We're going to start with God, though. So the way that we can expect with God, expecting God to do things, it's the same as faith. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for. It's the conviction of things not seen. In our daily struggles, our huge ones and our small ones, so many times we stop believing that anything good could possibly come of it. But that's ridiculous. We don't even know what's going to happen in 5 minutes. Our knowledge is so limited. We are ridiculously short-sighted. What is true is that God has been moving and working for our good and His glory since the creation of the world. And God doesn't change. If you're familiar with Narnia, it's one of my favorite parts is when they talk in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe about how Aslan, the lion that represents God, he's on the move. It inspires wonder and awe in everyone to realize that Aslan is on the move. They knew that something amazing was about to happen when he was on the move. And sisters, I have to tell you, Aslan is on the move. Our great God is always up to something awe-inspiring, beyond what we could ask or imagine. That's what Ephesians 3:20 tells us. So in another one of the Narnia books, Reepicheep, he's a tiny little mouse, or I bet he's not a rat because that's not cute. Let's say he's a mouse, okay? And this is what he says, and he's such an example of someone who expects God to do great things. So they're trying to get east to see Aslan, okay? And this is what he says. Everybody's kind of on the boat, and they're kind of losing courage, and they're kind of complaining, and they're feeling discouraged. And he wasn't saying anything. And I always love hearing from the people who don't say much, because usually when they do talk, it's really good. Especially when a mouse talks, then that's super impressive. Okay, so Reepicheep says, while I can, I sail east in the Dawn Treader. That's the boat. When she fails me, I paddle east in my coracle. That's like a dinghy, like a smaller boat. When she sinks, I shall swim east with my four paws. And when I can swim no longer, if I have not reached Aslan's country, I shall sink with my nose to the sunrise. I mean, that is some serious focus on heading in the direction of where our hope comes from, right? He is expecting amazing things from Aslan, and he is getting to him, and nothing is going to get in his way. So that, for me, is a picture of expecting from God. Reepicheep, that little mouse, he was all in, and it showed in his actions. Our belief causes our behavior. We can and should expect great things from God. We can expect Him to be present with us. We can expect that He will never leave us. We can expect that He will never change. We can expect that He will always, always love us. We can expect that He is our firm foundation and that He is the King and that we are heirs. We are His precious daughters. So really, it's just faith. Expecting our great God to do great things, it's logical. And it's never a blueprint for disappointment. Romans 5 says, through Jesus, we have peace with God. We also have access to grace because of this faith, this expectation that God is on the move. This faith, this expecting, lets us rejoice in our sufferings, i.e. struggle well. We can rejoice in our sufferings, though. We can struggle well because we know that the struggle gives us endurance. Endurance builds our character produces hope, and this hope, when it is in our great Father, never disappoints. Expecting in God is never a blueprint for disaster. FYI though, this is the part that's not as fun. He's not a genie, and he's not bound in the slightest way to do what we want when we want. When I was 21, I expected that God would help my first marriage not be abusive so that I could stay. That's not how it went. I expected that God could help us reconcile and not get divorced. That's not how it went. I expected and prayed with my second husband for 6 years that we could get pregnant. That's not how it went. Did those trials build endurance in me, like it said in Romans 5? It sure did. Did it build character? 100%. None of those things ended the way I had wanted, but did I end up disappointed? Not even a little bit. We can rejoice in our sufferings. We can struggle well because the struggle gives us endurance, character, and hope. And when our hope is in our great God, we are never disappointed. And honestly, ladies, like I've already said, our belief causes our behavior. So if we are not behaving as if we expect God to do great things, we've really got to stop and wonder, am I believing that God can do great things? I don't know if you guys remember a couple months ago, gosh, maybe like 5 months ago, we completely redid our master bedroom for the first time ever. We had been sleeping on a mattress on the floor before that, like squatters in an empty house. I don't know. I feel like squatters don't have mattresses. Anyway, when we redid our room, we got another set of Brooklyn Inn sheets. You guys are so comfortable. They have 35,000 five-star reviews, and I understand why. Brooklyn Inn was founded in early 2014 by a husband and wife who wanted to make really nice, high-quality sheets, but affordably for the rest of us to be able to buy and enjoy. And they don't just feel great, they look great too. They have more than 25 colors and patterns. You can order each piece individually so you can have it exactly how you want it. My Brooklyn Inn sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets that I've ever slept on. So now it's time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for my listeners. You can get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use promo code SWP at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product, in their sheets, in their comforters, in their towels, that they all come with a lifetime warranty. That really is amazing. The only way to get 10% off your first order and free shipping, though, is to use promo code SWP at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code SWP. Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever. Okay, now let's talk about expectations when it comes to ourselves. I don't know about you, but as a recovering perfectionist, I have a tendency to expect ridiculous amounts of things from myself. Nobody expects all these things from me. I think many of us have those areas where we overachieve and we just knock it out of the park. The problem is, though, that when we believe that those achievements equal our value, when we link our identity to that home run, it's dangerous for two reasons. Number one, it's because our value as children of God has nothing to do with how well we do or how terrible we do. It has nothing to do with that. Okay, so when we link our identity to that, it's a problem because our value as children of God is not changed by how well we do. When we have a failure, we sometimes incorrectly assume we are a failure. The difference between guilt and shame is guilt is I made a mistake. Shame is I am a mistake. So if we expect ourselves to do good in order to be good, we're really gonna freak out when we make a mistake. It's inevitable. It's gonna come. So expecting perfection from ourselves is a blueprint for disaster, just like the Pinterest quote said. So a way that I have tried to struggle well in expectations with myself lately is with, like I said, starting work full time. I am in a nurse practitioner program at school. I have this podcast. I still have these two kids and this husband. And I want things a certain way. I have perfectionistic problems. So this is how I'm trying to keep it real. I'm realizing that I am sometimes going to get this show out late. Sorry, Rachel. I am not going to get to be on social media as much as I would like. I miss Instagram. But honestly, ladies, struggling well does not involve stressing out and losing sleep over a podcast called The Struggle Well Project. That would be inauthentic. My expectation is not in my flawless execution of this show and all the extra duties I have now. It's that God is going to be faithful to communicate with me clearly, so that I know what exactly I need to say to impact you listeners. And that I know and I trust and I expect that he's going to tell me if it is time, when it's time to put this show down or my job down. So sometimes we expect too much of ourselves. But I think on the other hand, sometimes we can let ourselves off the hook and not expect anything from ourselves. Do you get that way? There's some areas where we're afraid to fail. And so sometimes we set the bar so low, we just kind of like lay the bar on the ground. It couldn't get lower. You can't fail if you didn't even try, right? So maybe there's a sin struggle in your life and you would never say this out loud because it's not a very churchy thing to say, but you do not have any expectation that you are ever going to be free from it. You've lost hope that you're ever going to stop overspending or overeating or yelling at your kids or disrespecting your husband or watching way too much Netflix or spending all day long on Facebook. You just don't ever expect that you're going to get past it. And honestly, instead of making war with your sin, you've really gotten comfortable with it. And again, I'm not saying any of those things in and of themselves are sinful, but you know when you've taken it too far. You know when it's become a bigger deal than it should. As redeemed followers of Christ, I call baloney on the belief that you can't get past it. Ephesians 1, 19 and 20 says, I pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe in him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead. Again, Paul is saying, I pray that you will understand how great this power is, this power that raised a man from the dead. So recently for my job, I had to go see a movie with my patients on an outing. And that sounds fun and everything. I don't really like going to movies. And we went to one of those superhero movies. I promise I could not care less. But whatever, I went and it was fun. It just wasn't like my idea of a good time, but whatever. I know, and some of you are saying like you really got paid to go see a movie. What are you complaining about? I know, I'm sorry. I'm a weirdo. But it got me thinking, sitting in this superhero movie, in the beginning, the lady, whatever her name is, that new one going out, Wonder Woman. I know that's not what her name was, whatever. Oh, I think it was Captain Marvel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, she couldn't control her power. It like came out of her hands, some blue light. I'm not really sure. I also have the memory of a gnat for movies. And so I'm not even really sure what happened. But I know she had power that she didn't understand the full extent of. But by the end, she was like flying. And I asked the patient next to me, I'm like, could she always fly? Like, what's happened? I don't remember her flying before. And he's like, oh, yeah, well, she didn't know she could. So now that she knows, though, that she can fly and she knows how to access this power, it would be ridiculous for her not to access the power, right? Ladies, we have the same power. We have this great and mighty power. And I'm telling you what, we are not accessing it. Just like we would think it'd be ridiculous for her not to, I gotta say, it's kind of ridiculous for us not to. I'm talking to myself here too. The power that we have as followers of Christ with the Holy Spirit indwelling us. It's not like the light version of an app that you can download, which really is not even got all the great features of the paid version of the app, but it really just has a lot of ads and it's kind of just annoying and worthless. That's not the power that we have. We don't have the light version of the Holy Spirit's power. Okay? We've got the actual same great power that rose Jesus from the dead. It makes no sense for us not to use that power on a regular basis. So what this means, when it comes to sin in our lives, we can surrender our will to God. That takes humility. And you can either humble yourself or God is happy to do it for you. I would take the former. And then we can expect him to work. So you see, when it comes to expectations for ourselves, we can, one, expect that we're going to mess up, because we are. And then two, we can expect that with God, anything is possible. Galatians 5:1 says, it's for freedom that Christ set us free. Stand firm then, and don't let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. So when we don't expect that we can get past that sin struggle, we are just giving up and letting ourselves be slaves. Why would we be slaves if we're free? Why would we not use our superpower since we have it? I want to very highly recommend a talk that was just given at my church this morning. It was on the topic of addictions and freedom. And FYI, we are all addicted to something. Yes, even you. So I will put that in the show notes. It is such a fantastic talk. So anyway, something the speaker said was that our enemy, the devil, he will lie to us and he's going to tell us we can't ever be free from our addictions. And it might look and feel exactly like we're in a prison. But because of Christ's finished work on the cross, the prison always only has three sides. Think about that. It's like a set on a movie or something. It looks like it's real, but it's not real. There's only three sides to that prison cell. There is always a way of escape. He's promised that. But ladies, we have an enemy who hates us. He's going to try to keep us in that cell. He's going to try to tell us there's four walls and there's no way out, but we're free. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves to God. Again, humble yourself or he'll ultimately humble you. Resist the devil and he will flee, it says in James 4:7. It doesn't say resist him and, I don't know, he might flee, or resist him and he's going to get super mad and win. No, it says submit yourself to God, resist the devil, he will flee. That's a promise we can stand on. The resisting is hard. The resisting is uncomfortable, but the resisting is our part. Not being perfect, that's not our part. That's God's part. Not to secure the ultimate victory. Again, Jesus died for that. That's not our part. Our part is the resisting. Our part is submitting ourselves to God. Our part is expecting amazing things from our amazing God. Okay, so that's the end of part two. We have a struggle that should trigger us to think of the acronym WELL. We wait. We just take a hot second. And then we expect. We expect that in ourselves, we can do nothing. But we can expect that with God, anything is possible. Okay? We'll take a look at the next part, the first L, in a couple weeks here. So stay tuned for that. And don't forget to get your printable at strugglewellproject.com/printable. It's free. Okay, let me pray for us. Lord, Romans 5 says that we can rejoice in our sufferings because they will give us endurance and they will give us character. And I got to say, I am not very interested in building endurance or having my character built. I'm always glad when other people do, but Lord, it's hard and it's exhausting and it's uncomfortable. So will you help us to humble ourselves and resist the devil and expect that you can and will do great things on behalf of your daughters. God, would you point out to us areas in our life where we have honestly stopped expecting anything from you? Lord, would you encourage us in the areas where our hearts are scared to believe that you actually have our best interests in mind? God, would you help us to realize that we are not prisoners? We are not in a cell without an escape. Lord, I thank you that you're on the move. You're on the move, even when we feel like we have not heard from you in so long, we don't even know if you're there anymore. You are a great and holy and mighty God. Lord, I pray that you would help these sisters and myself place all of our faith and our expectations on you, because we will never be disappointed. In Jesus' name, amen.